Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Go everywhere today on the Brian Lehrer Show. It's a family meeting on travel.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun.
So when is travel just a getaway? When is it just fun? And when is it a quest? And when do you want each? We'll hear your epic travel fail stories today. And while you might remember some of those trips fondly anyway, when is travel ethical? Where wouldn't you go and why? And if you're a black or brown American, how differently are you treated when you travel abroad? Has that experience opened your eyes in some way about living here? It's a Brian Lehrer Show family meeting on travel at the beginning of this summer travel season. And let's get it going with a fill in the blank for the first few minutes. I really haven't traveled unless I what? I haven't really traveled unless I what? What is that for you? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I haven't really traveled unless I want. One of them for me is I haven't really traveled unless I drove on a dirt road. That's because I tend to go to the country when I travel, less to cities, although that's been actually changing for me in the last few years. But since I live in Manhattan, one of the things I sometimes measure travel by is how deeply I get away from what we loosely call civilization. And I don't go booking motel rooms or campsites based on proximity to dirt roads per se. I'm not that extreme. But early on, I realized I would often run into one in the places I tended to go to hike or bike. Or see different places, and it became a marker in my mind. So I haven't really traveled unless I drove on a dirt road. And it was a little like that for Chris McCandless, talking to a guy he meets in the movie Into the Wild. Remember?
Alaska, Alaska. I'm going to be all the way out there, all the way on my own. You know, no watch, no map, no axe, no nothing. Just be out there in it. You know, big mountains, rivers, sky, game. Just be out there in it, you know, in the wild. You know?
In the wild.
Just in the wild.
Yes. Just, what are you doing when we're there? Now you're in the wild.
Just,
what are you doing?
You're just living, man. You're just there in that moment, in that special place and time.
Yeah.
Maybe when I get back, I can write a book about my travels.
Why
you know,
not?
About getting out of this sick society.
Society, man.
Society. You know, society.
So it wasn't a trip for them until they got away from this sick society. What is it for you? I haven't really traveled unless I what? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We've been asking the question on Twitter, and some of what we've got included, I haven't really traveled until I need a vacation from the vacation. Huh. I haven't really traveled unless I forget or lose the bag with the toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, whatever. Or I haven't really traveled unless I get some mileage in, writes Eric on Twitter. One of my colleagues here, whose identity I'll keep secret to protect the obsessed, he would say, I haven't really traveled unless I visited a minor league baseball stadium. What is it for you? 212-433-WNYC. For Thelma of Thelma and Louise, it wasn't until she let her hair down. Remember?
I'll have a wild turkey straight up and a Coke back, please.
Thelma!
Oh, what? Tell me something. Is this my vacation or isn't it? I mean, God, you're as bad as Daryl.
I'm sorry. It's just I'm not used to seeing you this way. I haven't seen you this way in a while. You're usually so sedate.
Well, I've had it up to my ass with sedate. You said you and me was going to get out of town and for once just really let our hair down. Well, darling, look out, because my hair is coming down.
Gina Davis as Thelma. It wasn't a trip for her until her hair came down. A little different than for Audrey Hepburn in 1953 as a princess in Roman Holiday who just wanted a normal day.
I'd like to do just whatever I like the whole day long.
Things like having your hair cut.
I like to sit at a sidewalk cafe and look in shop windows, walk in the rain, have fun and Maybe some excitement. Doesn't seem much to you, does it?
It's great. Tell you what, why don't we do all those things together?
But don't you have to work?
Now, today's going to be a holiday. First wish, one sidewalk cafe coming right up.
So it wasn't a trip for a princess until she achieved the truly mundane. Here, maybe a haircut while Thelma was letting her hair down. Sidewalk cafe. How about for you? I haven't really traveled unless I what? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. And Tracy in Soho, you haven't really traveled unless you what?
Gotten lost.
Ha, good one. Has it happened to you?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, my husband and I, when we do travel, starting with our honeymoon, you know, we love it when we misread the map because we find things that we weren't expecting. And, you know, we'll find our way back eventually or not, but that makes for the most fun.
You found yourself your way back eventually because you're here. You got a story? Tell me a getting lost story.
We were on our honeymoon, and we were in Ireland, and we were trying to drive up to the highest sea-facing cliffs of Europe, ostensibly. And we drove, and the paved road turned into a dirt road, turned into two ruts in the grass, and then we got out and pushed open gates and moved past the sheep and climbed and got to the top of the cliff that we were supposed to be looking at, but we were on it, and we could see the car park down below. And it was kind of better than the wedding day. It was a moment where we found ourselves completely alone at the edge of the world, or so it felt. And we wouldn't have found it had we been paying attention to the map.
Great. Tracy, thank you very much. All right, Dan in Manhattan, you haven't really traveled unless you what?
Unless I've been invited to sleep over a stranger's house.
Has it happened?
All kinds of times. I was driving cross country a bunch of years ago, living out of my van for a few months, and I met this old Texas guy and his girlfriend in a beautiful van with a great airbrush lady and tiger on the beach on the side. And we had a nice little conversation, and it turned out he was a repo man, and we talked, and he brought me back to his place, and we drank beers, and I slept on a waterbed with a big tiger print cover, and then we went up the next day and went repossessing cars together.
Went out with a repo man. There's a vacation. Dan, thank you very much. Liz in Rockland County, you haven't really traveled unless you what? Liz, you there?
Oh, hi. How are you? Yes, I am. I haven't really traveled unless I have lost complete Wi-Fi or data service on my phone.
And best of all, if you tried to get it and you couldn't.
It depends on who. If it's me, I'm relieved. If my children are there, they get very frustrated because they've never lived without the Internet.
Liz,
it's crazy.
Thank you very much. She hasn't traveled unless her kids are going crazy from losing their Wi-Fi. Dolores in Bloomfield, you haven't really traveled unless you what?
You know, read up on where I'm going.
Oh.
You really have to, and especially afterwards, if you haven't done a thorough little investigation, you either read about the place you've been in a story or see it and think, I was there. You know, it's much more interesting if you know a lot more about where you're going.
So this is the epilogue. I haven't really traveled unless I've come back and followed up. Do you have an example?
No. Well, no, because I haven't traveled that much, and the little bit I've done, I realize that I've kind of wasted it. No, not traveling afterwards, but I mean reading afterwards, but reading before, so that when you see it, when you're there, you think, this is where that happened, and, you know, you get so much more out of it if you know the history of the place.
Dolores, thank you very much. Joe in Tenafly, you haven't really traveled unless you what?
Unless I've heard either another language or at very least a different dialect of English. I know I've traveled in a lot of different places in the world and find it really interesting to hear the music of other languages. But this weekend I'm just going to be going up to New Hampshire. I live in the New York area, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of the voices I'll hear up there, and they just are, you know, have this different warm rhythm, a sound and rhythm to them. And I find that really, you know, that lets me know I moved. I changed location.
That's a great one. I once took a bus trip. When I was right out of college, I wanted to visit a friend in San Francisco, and the only way I could get from New York to San Francisco that I could afford was by bus. And I was 72 hours on a Greyhound bus, and it was the first time I'd ever been west of Buffalo. And it was such a revelation to me as people got on and either sat next to me and we struck up conversations or just sat near me and I listened to them when we got into Ohio and people sounded different. And then we got further into the Midwest and people sounded different. And then we were in Wyoming and people sounded different. And yeah, you know, there are these different accents, but then there are these real people sitting next to you on a bus, really talking like that. And all I was doing was sitting on a Greyhound bus for 3 days. But I had that experience that I was really traveling in another place because I heard that slightly different dialect of English.
Of course, that can happen to you on a crosstown bus, too, but it's a little different.
Certainly in New York, but a little different. Thank you very much. Celia in Rivervale, you haven't really traveled unless what?
I have traveled with a pack of relatives.
Unless you've traveled with a pack of your own relatives.
Yes, yes. It started out when our daughters were very little. We started taking trips with my parents, and every year we went abroad with them. Then we added my mother-in-law when my father-in-law passed away, and we continued traveling all through, you know, while they were in college. And the best thing that happened was a couple of years ago, my daughter, who now has children, said to me, Mom, I want to go traveling with you and Daddy because I want my kids to have the same experience we had when we traveled together.
Even though you realize a lot of people go traveling to get away from their relatives.
I know. We couldn't think of going without them because my parents were the ones who first introduced us to traveling. And we knew that they would love to be with us, and we enjoyed being with them. So we just included them.
That's great. Celia, that's Celia from America's Only Functional Family. Celia, thanks for your call. Elle in Essex County, you haven't really traveled unless you what?
Have forgotten all of my work passwords and logon IDs.
I hope you write them down, for one thing.
Oh, absolutely, because if you go in on Monday morning after a vacation and you remember how to turn the computer on and you remember all your logons and all your passwords, you have not vacationed well.
So is this a reflection of the length of your vacation because it takes a certain amount of time to forget your passwords, or is it not that?
It's just that you've completely put work out of your mind. You're not thinking about computers. You're a completely different mindset, and you come in Monday morning and you say, how do I turn this on? Where's the button? Then you know that you've gotten your mind off of things.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The length of time reminds me that that's another one of mine, or it's been for a long time. Regular listeners to this show in the summer know that I tend to take 2 weeks off in August and have gone to the Adirondacks many, many years in a row. And when I started doing that, I did it for 1 week. And I quickly realized it wasn't really a vacation unless I settled in for 2 weeks. Now, that wasn't so much traveling as going and settling in by a place. But that second week, oh, my goodness, talk about forgetting your passwords. What a difference it can make. Bernadette in Queens, you haven't really traveled unless you what?
Unless you relived your childhood memories.
Really?
We take traveling. You know, I take when just to smell a lake that brings back a memory when you were there with your parents, or to get into the car and it, you know, we used to drive in the backseat of the station wagon down 95 to Florida and Alligator Alley just to smell the salt air and stay in the little Sheratons. So I pack up my kids and we go up to the mountains. We have a house up in the mountains, and just to smell the moisture and relive childhood memories. I've been dragging my kids for 26 years. They still complain a little bit, but they know that it's memories that we had, you know, the smells of different places, the food in little shops that are still around. And every time you relive a childhood memory, it's like a real travel in your mind and your soul, and it's a great vacation. Like,
and
you
so
saying,
you're the opposite of a few of the people who've called in and said it's not real. I haven't really traveled unless I've done something really new.
No, it's just, I think traveling just brings a peace to you because that's what you're looking for. So when you find that peace of things that bring happy thoughts and memories and places, your body just like settles down and you feel comfortable in your travels, which is all that's in your mind.
Thank you, Bernadette. Shia in Brooklyn, you really haven't traveled until you what?
Until I checked in on Foursquare in the new place.
Checked in on Foursquare in the new place.
Yeah, and also until I take a photo and add it to my Instagram, map. So when I come back, I can see on my map the new place that I have photos in.
Shia the digital collector, what do you say to the woman who called and said it isn't really a vacation until she can't get Wi-Fi anymore?
That's the worst, because the first thing when I come to a new place, I need to check in that I'm there so everyone knows I'm there. And I have it on my history and my maps that I was in that location. Think about it. It used to be that you used to bring back pictures and put it on your pin board, on your board, or your map. Now the new way is you put it on Instagram, and when you open up your map, you see all your photos where you were.
Shia, the connected traveler. Thank you very much. Bob in Rego Park, you haven't really traveled until you what?
Hey, Brian, how you doing, guy? You know, as you probably know, I'm a yoga teacher. I love to meditate. I haven't really traveled, and I'm not talking about physical place. I'm talking about going within, experiencing the bliss of your own self, and the physical location doesn't matter. You could go to a yoga retreat, or you could have a fight with your wife. It's within you that you'll find this bliss and serenity.
Hasn't really traveled until he's found his inner bliss. That's a high bar. Omar in Somerset, you haven't really traveled until you what?
Until you start to miss your local cuisine.
Ooh, until you start to miss your local cuisine. Has it happened to you?
Yeah, a couple of times where I have a tendency to immerse myself whenever I travel, and the best way to immerse yourself in any culture, even in different states across the country, is with the food.
To eat the food.
And I get into it. I don't experiment a whole lot, but I do get into it. I mean, I took a colleague up to Rochester on business, and we went, you know, they're known, that whole area is known for the wings. I believe you're from Buffalo, so you know that.
No, I'm from here, but I lived in Albany, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I went to Syracuse, so, you know, up that way, it's all about the wings. And I, you know, we had like a trough of wings, and we were so into it. And I was, you know, but then, even when I go overseas, when we went to Portugal, I ate so much seafood that I couldn't wait to come back home and just have an Italian hero, you know. So,
right, until I've been so long eating the local food that I miss. The home food. Omar, thank you very much. And Linda in Verona, kind of along those lines, Linda?
Yeah, I agree with the last caller, and I love the one about, you know, forgetting your password. That's so true.
I can't believe, by the way, it took until...
I think you haven't traveled until you have... my husband and I like to plan our own trips and not do the tours. So until you've gone off the beaten path and tried the wines of the country... and experience, really, like you said, immerse yourself in the culture of the country and not just stay in your hotel or eat, I mean, follow the tourist trip, you know, path. I mean, I really believe that we love adventure. We love to meet the people that live in the country and talk to them and really immerse ourselves in the culture.
And so until you've tasted the country's wine is where you started on this.
What was a
wine that surprised you? From where?
Well, actually, we were in Portugal and recently, and I loved the wine. And I wrote the name down, and I wasn't able to soak the bottle or anything because I was in a restaurant and get the label off. So I just wrote it down, and I came back, and then I was able to buy it here. And I actually was... and continued the adventure of trying to find the Portuguese wine here in this country. And I found the Portuguese coffee and, you know, which I also love, and ordered some here so I could have it at home.
Linda, thank you very much. I went and found a bourbon in Florida that I then could not find in New York. How about that? Didn't think the wings were going to be that different in Rochester or the liquor that different in the panhandle of our southernmost state. So thank you, Linda. Thanks to all of you. I can't believe it took until after a quarter past the hour for food to even come up. But coming up next, when has your travel risen to the level of a quest? We'll hear from Cheryl Strayed, author of the book Wild and Your Travel Quest Stories. Stay with us.